Selling door-to-door has all but vanished as a livelihood. The Fuller Brushman's a thing of the past. Even Amway, Tupperware, and the Avon lady are selling their products on the internet. And that's just fine with commentator Lynn Trenning.
I suppose at one time the door-to-door salesman was a welcome sight. 200 years ago, if I needed my buttons replaced or my headache relieved, maybe I'd welcome a peddler with a caravan full of tonics and goods to my home. In more recent times, perhaps this approach was the best way to discover the world's strongest vacuum cleaner, or a brush that could change your life with its capacity to remove lint. Those days are gone. I live in the city, and frankly, I hate when my doorbell rings. It means somebody wants something, and requires eyeball-to-eyeball rejection. I'm great at rejecting people on the phone, and I excel at ignoring unsolicited messages and emails. But the door-to-door folks are never selling anything I need. Milk, eggs, and bread twice a week. Someone to trim my hair every 8 weeks, and someone to change my oil every 3,000 miles. Instead, most of my door-to-door solicitors offer me religion or yard services, with a smattering of Girl Scouts selling cookies and school kids selling overpriced wrapping paper. When I was in college, I enjoyed verbal spars with Jehovah's Witnesses, who jump-started the conversation by asking if I would go to heaven if I died tomorrow. Now this question just frightens me, and I don't want to discuss it with strangers or their children. Recently, a man selling burglar alarms rang my doorbell. It was dark, and I was alone, and it occurred to me that he was the sort of guy a burglar alarm might deter. Maybe that was his point. One Sunday, I answered the door to a guy who outstretched his hand and said, "Hi, I'm not a criminal, so don't stereotype me." He reminded me of the guy in New York who would get on the subway and open his plea for money with, "Now I don't want to hurt anyone." So I asked this guy what I could do for him, and he said he wanted to clean my gutters. My gutters are 3 stories up. Like the 6 guys who have come before him, he doesn't actually have the equipment he needs to perform the service he offers. Guys who want to rake my lawn want to borrow my rake. Guys who want to clean my gutter want me to set up my 20-foot, 50-pound wooden ladder. I'm sure they all have stellar insurance coverage in case of an accident and wouldn't think of suing me. It hurts me to say no to con artists and small children alike, but I'm getting worn out. Unless you need to borrow a cup of sugar, please don't ring my bell.
The comments of Lynn Trenning, a writer in Charlotte, North Carolina.